today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today, and we hope that the Word of God will be a blessing to you, be an encouragement to you, and a blessing in your life. We're going to begin a new series today in the little book of Jude, one of the smallest books of the New Testament. And so I encourage you to go and find your Bible, look up that little book. It may take you a while to find it. It's way in the back near Revelation. You'll find it tucked in between the book of 3 John and the book of Revelation. So go find your Bible if you can. I know you may be driving and it's not possible, but if you can, open the Bible as we study the Word of God today. I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. You'll find a number of things at the website. There you'll find a place where you can order our book, also called Consider His Word. You can find links to these radio programs. If you've missed some programs or want to go back and hear them again, you'll find them posted there at considerhisword.org. And then I have one other thing I want to tell you about real quick. We have a new email address. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm going to do something special today, and this is a one-time offer. I'm not going to do this again. This is just for this broadcast. We have a new email address at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Let me give that to you again. considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. If you'll send us a note and just let us know where you heard this broadcast, the first two that I receive, the first two email responses I receive, I'm going to send you a free book, Consider His Word. Postage paid. We're not going to add you to any mail list. We don't do that. You'll simply receive the book, we'll get your address, and we'll send it to you absolutely free. Now, this is for the first two that respond to this new email address. One more time, considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Let's get into the Word of God today. We're beginning a new series in the little book of Jude. I believe that this book is so relevant for today and so important for today. It has some great things to teach us, and some issues that were going on then in the time of Jude is going on today. And I think they're relevant for today, and this will be an important study. I don't know how long it will take. We're going to be going through this little book, verse by verse, line by line, studying each day just a little bit by a little bit. And I don't know, it may take us a month or two to get through this whole series. And so join us in the little book of Jude. I want to begin reading right at the beginning, Jude. There's no chapters. There's only one. And so we begin reading in verse 1. Jude says this: Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. That's the first two verses. This we would call the introduction. Jude introduces himself, first of all. In the Bible, when they wrote a letter, and this was obviously a letter that Jude wrote to believers in Christ. And in the Bible, when they wrote a letter, they didn't do it like we do today. When you sit down and write a letter, you'll write, dear, and to the person you're sending to. You might even today, with modern media and with email, you might just say hello and their name. And then when you get to the bottom, you sign it off, and you might say sincerely, or your friend, or blessings or some salutation, and then you would sign your name at the bottom. We even do this sometimes in email. But you see, in the Bible, they did it backwards from the way we do it. Here, instead of beginning with the person they're writing to, they begin by writing where it's from. And so the very first word of the book is Jude. And so it is from Jude to the people that he's writing to. And he identifies who these are. Now, let's talk about Jude for just a second. Jude was actually a half-brother of Jesus, along with James. He's mentioned here as well. He said, the servant of Jesus Christ. Interesting that here, Jude was his half-brother, and yet he identified himself as a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, he mentions James. He says, the brother of James. I think James was significant here because, you see, James, who is also a half-brother of Christ, was the first pastor at the church in Jerusalem. Now, he also wrote the little book of James. We have a book by him also. Isn't that fascinating that we have two books of the New Testament that were written by half-brothers of Jesus? And I say half-brothers because, you see, Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. And Mary, being his mother, the Bible says, was a virgin. And so Jude and James, being born of Mary and of Joseph, would have been brothers. Jesus would have been a half-brother conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so James now is writing to them. It's believed that Jude was not a follower of Jesus when he was on the earth, but that he came to Christ soon after his resurrection. Now, the Bible doesn't say anywhere that that is so, but we understand that from history and from tradition, and many of the early writers mention that Jude became a follower of Christ soon after the resurrection. It took the resurrection for him to believe in his own brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. He identifies himself as a servant of Jesus. And so he tells then who he is writing to. He says then, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Notice that he identifies his writers in three different ways. First of all, he says, to them that are sanctified. Now, in the New Testament, when the Bible talks about being sanctified, it certainly is a reference to people who are saved, to those who know Christ as their Savior. And you see, sanctified means, first of all, that we have been made holy in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that we take on an attitude of being holier than thou, but in Christ, we take on the holiness of Jesus. The Bible says that Christ did no sin, and so he is holy. And when we get saved, Jesus took on our sin and he gave us his holiness. That's what allows us to be in heaven. But you see, sanctified also means to be set apart for God's work, set apart for God's use. He then used the word preserved in Jesus Christ, them that are sanctified and to them that are preserved in Jesus Christ. The word preserved here doesn't really have anything to do with our eternal security, although I suppose you could make that application. But he's talking here that we are being held in custody. That's what the word means, to be held in custody by Jesus Christ, that now we belong to him. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you no longer belong to yourself. The Bible says that now we belong to him. And he owns you. That's what it means when we speak of Jesus Christ as being Lord, that he literally owns you. And you are preserved in him, held in custody. And then he says, called. Now, this was not a calling like a preacher might be called or a missionary might be called. You know, Jesus called on everyone. He says, call unto me, come unto me, ye that are laboring or heavy laden, I will give you rest. The call went out to everyone. And those who then respond to the message of Christ are called to be, or are claimed to be those who are then called. And then he adds his greeting. He said, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Mercy. These attributes of God, that mercy would be extended to you and mercy would be multiplied, that peace would be multiplied. And remember, many of the people that Jude is writing to are people that are under great persecution. They're being arrested because they are following Christ. Some of them have even been killed because of their faithfulness to the Lord. And so he wishes them peace, that peace would be multiplied to them. And then that love would be multiplied. Now, certainly not love from God. God's love cannot be added to, but love among the brethren and love for each other. And perhaps even a love for those who need to receive Christ, a love for the lost. And then thirdly, he states his purpose. Let's read that in verse 3. He said, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Now here's his purpose. Encouragement to the believers to contend for the faith. Literally, it means to stand up and fight for the faith. If there is ever a time when believers in Christ, people who identify themselves as Christians, need to stand up and fight for the faith, it is today, to defend the faith. You know, I'm afraid that the problem is that many people who go to church and perhaps sit in church, or people that have made a profession of faith in Christ, have never grown in the Lord. A lot of church members have never grown in the Lord, and they don't know how to defend the faith. And it begins with the fact that they're not reading the Scripture. They're not reading the Bible. They don't know their Bible. And their walk with the Lord is very shallow. You know, there's a saying, a mile wide and an inch deep. And this would describe their walk with the Lord and their faith. And so when it comes to defending the faith and fighting for the faith, they have no power to do so. They don't know how. There's a whole area of study called apologetics that teaches us how to stand for the faith. When somebody asks you about your Christian faith, can you tell them how you got saved? Can you tell them why you believe the Bible is the Word of God? Can you contend for your faith? And I would encourage you, like Jude is encouraging the people, to stand up and contend for the faith. I'm afraid our time is all gone today. Don't forget to email me at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. God bless you. Join us again next time as we continue our study in the book of Jude.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.